News from Oroville, May 18th, 2007. On microphone, Marlenka and Shiraz. Coordination, Andrea and Samuel. Interview by Danielle.
My name is Akash, and I'm actually not a mechanic, but I got interested in electric bikes about 5 months ago. And along with Sukrit, who's standing next to me here, we started to develop a prototype, which is what you see in front of you. And our idea is basically to try to produce about 30 of them for Oroville first. The bikes you see here are based on a model which was developed 30 years ago almost, or 20 years ago, which somehow never really made it because of various problems such as batteries at that time and so on. Nowadays, the technology is quite advanced, so we're going to try to import parts from China and so on and then assemble them here and try to make a frame which is really made for Oroville roads, because the problem with the normal electro bikes that are coming out now is they're all imported bikes and they all are designed for tar roads, so when you try to drive them on this kind of road they almost fall apart. So it's a challenge to basically use existing parts and then, you know, adapt them for Oroville roads.
We charge them right now on TNEB, but ideally we'd like to set up solar charging stations, and yeah, that's how they're charged now. Takes about one night to charge these two 65 amp hour batteries, but I think you can get a fast charger, and probably in half an hour, 1 hour, you could charge them, but their fast chargers are more expensive. Right now we had no difficulties in producing this, but I mean, I can see the batteries are going to be the biggest challenge, because if your batteries don't last you at least a year and a half, people are not going to be interested. And what we're using right now are just the normal lead-acid batteries. Of course, these are the gel type, totally maintenance-free. But still, we have to see how long, what life we get. I mean, if it's shorter than a year and a half, I don't see it being a... So, I don't know. Otherwise, we have to import batteries. And we don't know at this temperature if those batteries will be very efficient. Because we are usually, I mean, in summer it gets very hot here. Nothing yet. No, we haven't. I mean, you can see the prototype here is definitely not what we are showing people as what we're going to offer, because this is the old motor. This is the brush type motor. We want to put a hub motor, a brushless hub motor without a chain. You heard the bike running, and that was basically just the noise of the chain. When we're trying to get two hub motors from China and develop a bike and then show people. We have about 30 people interested in these little moped things, and yeah, with hub motors, and they're much more efficient, much quieter, more powerful. You can, and yeah,
We haven't really got statistics on the hub motors yet. Apparently they should run longer than these. This motor here, which is a 600 watt, I think it's a 3/4 horsepower. It goes about 40 to 45 kilometers on a charge. Sukrit did about 50, I think, the first day. And that's on a 65 amp hour battery. So theoretically, with the other motors, we should be able to go even more than that. We hope to get about 50 kilometers per charge, which is enough to go around Oroville to Portusen back 3-4 times, and even to Pontian back if necessary.
And how much we cost?
Right now, the problem really is the motor, because importing the motor is expensive. And we were quoted even 25,000 rupees for just a motor, which we're working on. And hopefully we'll get that for a little bit cheaper. Then the batteries is the second expensive component, which will cost you probably around 10,000 or a little bit more, depending on the kind of batteries you go for. And then, of course, it's just the frame. So either we can adapt somebody's existing motorbike, which doesn't cost too much, or we would have to buy and build new frames, which of course is another part. So between 35 to 40 is what we hope to have, and if we can get cheaper components, eventually bring it down. But that's the range of what we're looking at. I mean, that, of course, you have to take into account that the running cost is much, much less than petrol. So if you look at your overall investment in a year or two, you actually save a lot of money. The aesthetic is right now practical. In the second phase, we're going to try to put it in such a way that actually it looks kind of, at least in my ideas, to make it look more or less like a motorbike. We want to make electric motorbikes, and a scooter could be another concept or something like this. But definitely we want to work on that as well. That'll be now, once we get the proper motors and so on, which take less space, then we'll be able to size it accordingly and build in the components how we want. That's Sukrit's domain, though. He's the guy who can build cars and whatever, so I leave him the job of making it look nice.
The car is next step?
The car? Well, if there's a demand, I guess it'll be the next step. But first is to get these mopeds, these bikes on the road. 30 of them.
On Tuesday, May 22nd, a group of Aurevilians and friends from AVI and the Ashram will arrive in Almaty City, Kazakhstan, for the AVI meeting that will present the Aureville Experience from the 24th to the 27th of June. A program has been created where on the opening day, visitors from Kazakhstan and surrounding Soviet countries, most of whom will have some knowledge about Sri Aurobindo and Mother's work, will be welcomed. The UNESCO representative in Kazakhstan will give an opening address. The Aureville groups will then share the vision behind Aureville and its global relevance, including the film Dream of the Divine, which has been translated into Russian language for this event by the Aureville radio team and the Russian pavilion.
The second day of the four-day program will be more sharing about the ways that Aureville aspires and tries to be a model to realize human unity in diversity. The third day will focus more on the ground realities in Aureville with various presentations that will cover aspects such as the economy, government, education, environmental work, village outreach, and Aureville International. In the afternoon, there will be some interaction about the practical aspects of joining Aureville, and in the evening, there will be a Kazakh cultural program. The fourth and final day will be open to the public with general information and introduction to Aureville. Somewhere between 50 to 100 people are expected to participate in this gathering, which we hope will address the growing interest of people in this part of the world to learn more about Aureville and the work of Sri Aurobindo and Mother in Action.
Books on Aureville and the yoga will be available wherever possible in Russian. An exhibition has been created with panels on different aspects of Aureville's work in Russian, and products will be available for sale.
This meeting has been jointly put together by the people who are attending, guided by Ruslan. It has been a joyful collaborative effort, thanks to everyone who has contributed generously their time, energy, resources, including the commercial units who have donated gifts. A full report on this gathering will be made after the meeting.
Guests who wish to join Aureville are requested to schedule an appointment with the entry service at the end of their three-month guest period. Email the entry group at entry@aureville.org.in.
A Wheel of Light. A silent concentration at Transition School on Wednesday, 23rd of May at 6 a.m. Over the past few years, a group of Aurevillians has met several times in silent concentration to create a wheel of light to be directed toward friends in need, usually regarding health issues. As the energy generated in these concentrations is very powerful, some of them have thought to gather again. Perhaps in a larger wheel, directing the energy generated towards the fulfillment of Aureville's true destiny. Everyone wishing to participate will be most welcome.
Aspiration Community is looking for people to join their community life. As they seem to find that the balance in the community needs to change, people from abroad are preferred. Come and have a look, see for yourself. Aspiration Community, based on the individual's complete freedom of choice.
Hindustani Music Recital. Bryce Grinlington on flute and Manoj Bardhan on tabla. Sunday, the 20th of May, 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity in Bharat Nevas. Bryce lives in the Sri Aurobindo Ashram, works at Sri Aurobindo Archives, and also teaches flute. He's already played a number of times in Auroville. This time he will be accompanied on tabla by Manoj Bardhan from Pondicherry.
Cinema at the Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at Bharat Nivas on Friday the 25th of May at 7:30 p.m. Kwaidan, Ghost Stories, directed by Masaki Kobayashi from Japan, 1964. A Grand Prix special at Cannes in 1965. The original Japanese version with English subtitles, duration 3 hours and 5 minutes.
The new Night Guard will start to operate on Friday, 18th of May. The Night Guard will patrol Auroville roads from 7:15 p.m. to 6:30 a.m., resulting in Auroville having a 24/7 security coverage.
The truth is that our finest moments are most likely to occur when we are feeling deeply uncomfortable, unhappy, or unfulfilled. For it is only in such moments, propelled by our discomfort, that we are likely to step out of our ruts and start searching for different ways or truer answers. A quote by M. Scott Peck.
The news is an echo of the activities in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please check the website auroville.radio.org. On microphone, Shiraz and Marlenka. Thank you for listening.